A leading Czech producer of lighting products, Prokosia Lighting, aims to expand its position in the United States. The firm, with a centuries-old glass-making tradition, has now opened a permanent showroom in Dallas, Texas, a must for anybody who's anybody in the industry, says Prokosia Lighting's sales director, Petra Machachkova. Jan Victor sat down with Ms. Machachkova and asked her about her company's plans.
Prokosia Lustre, our company, we have decided to concentrate on two markets, Russia and USA. And if you want to enter US market in residential lighting, you must be in Dallas. The Dallas Market Show, which is held in January and June, it's considered as the best trade show trademark for residential lighting. So that's the reason why we are there.
What about the products that you'll be or you are offering in that showroom? Are there any different from what you offer in other markets?
We offer the complete portfolio of our residential lightings, which means casted lightings, mouse-blown lightings, brilliant lighting. But what is the difference is the design. We had to alter it to the taste and to the standard of U.S. market.
So how is the taste and the standards of the U.S. market different from, let's say, the Czech Republic?
Well, it's I would start with a standard. You must consider that the height of the ceiling in the U.S. is much higher. Also, they are not used to assemble chandeliers, to actually to use the manual work. So we had to adapt it, and the design is, I would say, slight changes. Sometimes there is like more trimmings, it's more decorated. In some items, it's less decorative than in Czech Republic, and I don't think you can actually say what is really the difference. So they're like the small changes.
Is the taste in the United States similar to the taste of your customers in Russia?
I don't think so. I think that the taste in Russia is still very, very Russian. And like Russian market is the second market we want to concentrate, as I mentioned before. So the design will have to be different as well.
How do you find out these differences? Do you have someone who studies the taste of the customers and the best-selling equipment and the best-selling lighting in those countries, and then you adjust your products accordingly, or how does it work?
Well, for example, in States, we cooperate with Michael Beer, who is the former vice president of Schomburg, the most successful lighting company in North America. So he knows the market. So we are working with him, and he gives us the advice and suggestions. And we also cooperate with the designers from local market. Plus, our designers, they travel around the world. We've got our own subsidiaries, so they go and they stay for a couple of months, for example, in Hong Kong or just locally, and they go around and to see what is the difference and how it works like there.
How do you choose your designers, and who are they? Are they Czech the glass designers, or where do you look for them?
Well, we cooperate very closely with schools of art, so we've been trying to find the designers already from the school years. And then we've got like already our designers. We've got like a group of maybe 15 designers working only for us. They sit in a factory or they travel around with customers to visit customers. And the other option is to work with external designers. So, for example, in Czech Republic, we closely cooperate with Mr. Ronnie Plesl, that he designed few modern lightings for us. So we are very open to any designers. We also, this year, we sponsored the Czech Grand Design Award, and we became a partner for the category of the New Talent of the Year. And the student or the winner of the category will have an opportunity to realize his work or her work in our factory.
Prokosia sales director Petra Machachkova there talking to Jan Richter.